17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High. Ivy Shamus was a teacher.
It was a happy day because it was Valentine's Day and the kids were bringing in candy and stuffed animals.
And by afternoon, it turned bloody.
Fox's Evan Brown. In Texas, a jury's deliberating if Alex Jones should pay millions of dollars damages for the conspiracy theory he pushed on his shows that the 2012 massacre at a Connecticut elementary school that left 26 students and adults dead was a hoax. The lawyer for one of the families in the lawsuit, Mark Bankston, asked Jones yesterday,
"Do you understand now that it was absolutely irresponsible of you to do that?"
"It was, especially since I've met the parents, and it's 100% real."
American basketball star Brittany Griner back in court in Russia, where a prosecutor in closing arguments pushed for a 9.5-year prison sentence for Griner having a cannabis oil vape cartridge that led to drug charges. The U.S. and Russia are considering a prisoner swap to free Griner and another American. China is making a lot of noise near Taiwan, conducting military drills near the island nation it claims to own, angry over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit. She is now in South Korea. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Cambodia.
"I hope very much that Beijing will not manufacture a crisis or seek a pretext to increase its aggressive military activity."
Indirect nuclear talks resumed today with Iran. The U.S. trying to negotiate rejoining the international nuclear deal President Trump pulled us out of. America's listening to Fox News.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut,
sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
More than a month after the Supreme Court ruling that undid a woman's federal legal right to abortion, letting states ban the procedure, President Biden signed another executive order.
Among its provisions, the order allows for more data to assess the effects of Roe ending, allows women the access to needed medication while pregnant, and perhaps most importantly, as some states restrict where women can go for abortion services.
This executive order also helps women travel out of state for medical care.
The president said he's doing all he can to regain the choice women had prior to Roe being struck down.
But ultimately, Congress must codify the protections of Roe as federal law.
He said if it won't now, then it will be in the hands of Americans to elect leaders that will. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures not moving much before the opening bell, but after big gains, a group of LIV golfers who left the PGA Tour to join the controversial new league funded by Saudi Arabia have teed up a lawsuit.
They're accusing the tour of illegally crushing competition as well as retaliating against players. The PGA Tour has suspended golfers who were lured to LIV Golf through some significant appearance fees as well as massive prize funds. And the tour has pointed to its own bylaws that ban members from taking part in any other events without the permission of the commissioner. Effectively, what the tour is doing is they're banishing tour players if they decide to take part in the LIV Golf circuit. Now, part of that lawsuit reads in part, quote, "The tour's conduct serves no purpose other than to harm players and foreclose the entry of the first meaningful competitive threat the tour has faced in decades."
Fox's Bill Malugin. Football returns tonight. The NFL preseason opener, the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, as the NFL appeals the 6-game suspension an arbitrator handed down for Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. It's seeking stronger punishment for the claims of sexual misconduct against Watson. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A man arrested after being accused of making threats in regards to a mass shooting. Michael Miller, Savoy, being arraigned on one count of making a terrorist threat. He sent a series of emails suggesting a mass shooting would occur at the intersection of First and Green Streets. Urbana police investigating after they said a woman hurt after a shooting. Suspect in that shooting was arrested. Police called to the area near South Philo Road and East Harding Drive. When officers arrived, they found a 30-year-old Urbana woman who'd been shot. She was taken to the hospital for treatment. The suspect, Latoya Dillon of Urbana, taken into custody. Carvana allowed to resume sales in Illinois. A DuPage County judge has agreed to let the nationwide used car dealer run operations in the state. Last month, the state suspended Carvana's license for the second time in 3 months. Customers had complained to the Illinois Secretary of State's office about delays in receiving title information. You're up to date. From the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. At 8:06, I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J with his traveling around the world. We've got your forecast now with our meteorologist, Greg Solier. Thanks to the folks at Watts Copy System, serving East Central Illinois for over 40 years. A woman, minority-owned local business. Call today. Make sure you're getting the right fit for your office needs and budget. Greg Wolf's number is 217-352-0428. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Greg, we've been getting such a nice rain in the area, and things are looking good for the weekend ahead.
That's right. Still some late summer heat and humidity, manageable. It'll be really the humidity in the air that you'll have to fight on through, and we'll ultimately have to deal with some thunderstorm activity as well, particularly over the back end of the weekend and early next week, coming off the widespread complete coverage. Generally, 1.25 inches to right around 2 inches across a bunch of East Central Illinois. Much needed, coming off the drop monitor just into the weather office here this morning. And yeah, still the areas of moderate and even locally severe drought still into play. Of course, it's another excess on the other direction. Another 1 or 2 of rain has been noted over those areas, waterlogged in the south and southeast Illinois, with some of the bigger storms right now into southern Missouri. Still a little light rain patch as you get out towards Ogden, St. Joe, and down to around about Sydney, just a little bit east of us here in Philo. Sydney has 1.4 inches in the gauge from yesterday's showers and thunderstorms. A couple of showers around, even a distant rumble of thunder in 1 or 2 spots could flare up again this afternoon. 83 the expected high. So a cooler day, but humidity stays up. Light northeast wind sets in by late this afternoon. Lingering shower thunderstorm in spots early, more likely after midnight tonight. Down to 67 tomorrow. Partly sunny, humid up to 86. And the rain chance, if you're scoring at home, at about 30-40% morning and late afternoon. Sticky night tomorrow night, down to 71, and hot and humid for the weekend. Slim chance for an afternoon thunderstorm, 90 on Saturday. Better odds by late Sunday afternoon at 93. More showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday, with a high temperature close to 90 on Monday. Cooler, drier air, far more comfortable, settles into the middle and late portions of next week, Diane, with the daytime temperatures right around 80. Nighttime lows near 60 for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Thanks, Greg. Sounding good. And such a nice morning here in downtown Philo as we reminisce with some great interviews. Brian Kilmeade was on with Stevie J recently.
Happy to welcome to our show. He is one of the hosts of Fox and Friends and, of course, the Brian Kilmeade radio show. I watch you guys every morning, Brian. I think you guys do a great job.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. How do you do that, run a station and run a show?
I'm just kind of watching early. Because when do you go to bed, Brian?
10.
Wow.
Around 10 o'clock.
You're not getting many hours. When are you getting up? 3? 2?
No, I'm not. That's why my intellect drops steadily on a daily basis. The lack of memory is certainly suffering. But for the most part, I don't need a lot of sleep. You know how intense it is in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm not even tired because your adrenaline's going.
But then you go right to radio, and then you got to collapse at some moment.
No, I mean, actually, when I hop on the train on the way home, if everything goes well, I'm on the train at 3 p.m., and then I say to myself, man, I can relax now. So I have a 45-minute ride, and then it's hit the ground running because everyone's got soccer and basketball practice.
I know, you're
so
doing the family.
It's great, though.
Busy, it's great. Brian Kilmeade's latest historical thriller, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. Why this? Why now?
I stumbled onto the fact that it was so apropos. I had no idea we'd be in a war on history when we started 2.5 years ago. I had no idea that Donald Trump and there'd be so many similarities with him and Andrew Jackson's presidency 2.5 years ago. But as we sit there and we wonder why we have these people on pedestals and we make statues of them, I go back to the most phenomenal, the least controversial thing in Andrew Jackson's life. the way he was a self-taught major general who became a full general, who, when the War of 1812 was going south, they reached to him, and he reeled off victory after victory, and his most amazing feat was protecting and preserving New Orleans, at the same time protecting and preserving the Mississippi River, and allowed America to win, send a message to the rest of the world, we will not be trifled with, we are a force to be reckoned with, and continue our push west to manifest destiny. The British wanted to, and we found the paperwork, stop us in our tracks. They hated democracy. They feared us. They wondered why everyone was coming here. They despised freedom of the press. And they took 1,000 of our guys in the open seas to fight in their wars. And they thought they thought we were just going to be destroyed, and they thought this would be an opportunity to do it. And really, until Jackson came along.
Yeah, he kind of brought everybody together, the weirdest factions, right?
I think this is the most prideful thing that people can get from the miracle of New Orleans. And that is Andrew Jackson demanded, you know, free men of color was going to fight. He demanded they have guns, be treated and fed the exact same. Any problem, you deal with him. We got the quotes in the book. These weren't assumed quotes. They were from him. Then he had Choctaw Indians, Cherokee Indians, who wanted to fight for the American cause, which happened a lot. And then you have pirates. And then you have Tennessee riflemen, yeah, along with Kentuckians.
Yeah.
And in a matter of 3 weeks, he put them into one army.
That's unbelievable. The Brian Kilmeade Show, the Fox and Friends co-host. Brian Kilmeade, book is The Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans. It's everywhere. You ought to buy it for Christmas. Page turning. Here are a couple hypotheticals that came to my mind. Take me in a luncheon with Andrew Jackson and Donald Trump.
It would be, these two would have hit it off like two people that would grow up together. They are defiant. They are self-assured. They do want to be the voice of the people. One was born with nothing, ended up very rich. One was born, okay, did very well. $1 million, okay, that's a lot to start with for our audience, but he made it into over $1 billion.
Yeah.
So he's out taking risks and also extremely patriotic. The other thing, they both hate the press. We went into Sunday at 8 o'clock, we have a special, Andrew Jackson, Hero Under Fire. We go to Jackson's house at the Hermitage. We find binders. I said, what are those binders? Well, Jackson took all the newspapers that wrote about him and got it wrong and would put them in binders, circle the articles, and write notes like, get him, this is wrong, find him. And he would wait for the reporter to show up, and then he would whip out their stories and say, this is where you got it wrong. He came up with his own news agency inside the White House. That Jackson did. He goes, this is the news you guys should be hearing. Does that sound like anybody you know?
Yeah, it does. And I think Andrew Jackson would have been a tweeter. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
No question. All right. He hated the press. He wanted to bypass the press.
All right. Buy this book, Brian Kilmeade. Lastly, how would today's – this hit me, too, when I was reading – about how Andrew Jackson was essentially orphaned by the British by the age of 16. How would today's snowflake survive in 1781?
Well, I don't want to tell all your young listeners that I think that they're weak and coddled. I'm not going to say that because I understand it gives them PTSD. That was a report earlier in this week. If you call snowflake, snowflake.
What?
I will say this. That's true. There's a big story how if you call stuff people who are snowflakes think society owes them a living, and there seems to be a social net for people to not work that much. Jackson is in the backwoods with no social programs, no parents, no nothing but a few cousins that didn't really like him, and he became a lawyer, an attorney general, a congressman, a senator, and a two-term president, and a legendary self-taught major general. That's what America gives you the opportunity to do. We don't guarantee success. Opportunity for success. And I think they're the smartest, most interesting people, generation coming out. I just think they need to understand you will fail in life, and there's no tragedy to it. Take it as a badge of honor. It's all building towards ultimate success. If you don't fail, you will never succeed because you won't be able to recognize it. You'll appreciate it more. So that's the whole message is, guys, take that work ethic, take your head out of your phones, and understand, you need risks in life. There's no guarantees, but at least we have the opportunity. That's what America's about. And if you study the history, that's the conclusion you'll get.
Good. Well, listen, congratulations. I know you're on a tour, West Palm Beach. You're about to do some TV as well. Man, somebody's got to be around you saying, this is now, this is now. You got to have a handler right now, right?
No handler right now, but my great producer, Allison Mansfield of radio, which you know radio is the number one medium in the world.
You got it.
She is, she's getting everything ready. I got a speech at noon in front of 500 people, then out to Jacksonville to do another 500, and then out to Virginia. And then it's to a soccer field where it's 12 degrees and on Sunday.
Hey,
so I'll
hey,
be
listen.
Able to be a parent and a host.
Congratulations on all you're doing. You're succeeding on a lot of fronts, and I hope this is a bestseller, Brian. Good job.
Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you. Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends every morning, and host of the Brian Kilmeade Radio Show. ESPN 93.5, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny here on ESPN 93.5.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
It's a stress-free summer at Merle Norman Cosmetics. Looks are effortless with the 2022 Explore Color Collection. Ask about the limited edition 12-shade Exploration Eye Palette with guided labels for precise application. Next, swirl on Neutral or Berry Cheek Trio Blush. And finish with one of the new plant-powered tinted lip balm colors for shiny, nourished lips. Shop the Explore Color Collection while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign over by Subway.
Merle Norman at GoSeaver.com. Our offer today, make sure you tap into that. If you would love $100 to spend with Marilyn, getting that skin consultation and some products to really make your face stand out in the crowd, it's Merle Norman today. As you visit GoSteaver.com, you'll visit within 7 days and complete a survey. Everybody's happy. I love it. GoSteaver.com as we help local businesses grow. Well, they weren't able to pull off any of the games, so we have the Cub Cards doubleheader today, 12:15 and 6:45 here on ESPN 93.5, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals with your Redbird recap now.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. We did not have any baseball last night. The Cardinals were hoping to have a window of opportunity to start the game with Miles Michaelis pitching for the Cardinals. So the Cardinals have a day-night doubleheader, and it's a 12:15 start for the first game, 6:45 for the regularly scheduled game.
Yeah, the window closed pretty quickly last night. We were hoping for baseball, and really the fans showed up. They were ready to go, and both teams were ready to go as well, but the weather did not cooperate. And always great when the Cubs are in town, a day-night doubleheader today, or a split doubleheader, I should say, and you just hope that the Cardinals can hit the way they did in game one of the series.
They really brought the bats out, and they supported Adam Wainwright, and that's what Miles Michaelis is looking forward to. He got some support and a win against the Washington Nationals.
He was outstanding his last time out on Friday, and very much a typical Miles Michaelis performance, 7 innings. He's been able to go deep into games. The Cardinals have a retooled starting rotation and bullpen going forward.
A doubleheader today, the Cardinals and the Cubs at Busch Stadium.
ESPN 93.5, White Sox over Kansas City's Royals. That final was 4-1 yesterday. We've got a check-in with my friends at Jets Pizza coming up here on ESPN 93.5. Here's Greg's forecast.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East and Sonora, Champaign, and Van Nuys Saturday. Hope you made it through in relatively good order. Most generally unscathed by the run of moderate and perhaps even severe weather. In a couple of spots noted yesterday, some healthy downpours and some totals over an inch across East Central Illinois. Much needed. And the flooding aspect that continues on over the southern reaches of the state does just that this morning, along with a scattering of shower and a couple of thunderstorms as well this morning. Taking a break midday and coming back in this afternoon as this front settles on southward and stalls on out just to the south. It's back into play with additional rainfall and the spell of heat and humidity scheduled for the weekend. Up to 83 today as winds come around southwest to west and northerly. Shower thunderstorm back in spots this afternoon and evening time. Low down to about 67. Partly sunny, humid again for the day tomorrow, up to 86. And again, a thunderstorm or shower in spots both early and late. Partly cloudy, hot, humid on Saturday and afternoon thunderstorm. The high around 90, up to about 93 Sunday with additional showers and thunderstorms. For Stephen J. Broadcast,
Andrew Gulch's
Red Soul
Game. This is the Fox Business Report.
There's a sign the job market is cooling off. There were 260,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week. It's an increase of 6,000. And those still receiving benefits, continuing claims also rose to 1.41 million. The eight-month high for new claims was 261,000 in mid-July. Another report from outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says U.S.-based employers announced more than 25,000 job cuts in July, though the number was down from June. Walmart has announced layoffs at its corporate headquarters. The Wall Street Journal says 200 positions will be cut as Walmart updates its structure. Walmart employs 2.3 million people around the world. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Illini fans, Jets Pizza is hiring both full and part-time team members. If you enjoy people and you're looking for a fast-paced, high-energy job, then Jets is the place for you. Need some extra cash? Starting pay is $12 an hour, and there's potential for promotion based on attitude and performance, and you'll get a good employee discount. The hardest part of the job is being around that amazing aroma of the homemade pizza sauce. Drive for Jets. Be a part of the Jets family today. Apply online at JetsPizza.com. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
My friend Rob Stone here at TVJ Broadcasting just doing that Jets Pizza recruitment of drivers. And I welcome Josh Medlin on the air here on ESPN.
Josh Medine.
Okay, thank you for that. And you're the general manager for the Jets Pizza on...
Well, I suppose I am, yeah. For the Jets Pizza stores in Champaign.
Very good. Now, there's two locations, but the one near campus is being revamped and hopefully ready to go by the time the students come in at the end of August, huh?
That's the plan.
All right. So everybody's been training up. It was so fun to be a part of things at the end of July when I was experiencing the deliveries with you, Josh, and such a fun day. Let's talk about Jets Pizza. You're located at what? Over there on Springfield near Round Barn.
Yep, and on right outside campus town on Neal and Green.
So you were training extra folks because you'll get ready for that open air, kind of a reopening of sorts at that near campus location at Neal and Green. And the folks making the pizzas and behind the scenes, it had a lot of great energy. You've got a great team at Jets Pizza.
Thank you. I've been working to get that put together.
Mm-hmm. Now, where we're lacking is the drivers. What's happening that people aren't stepping up and wanting to do deliveries these days?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the problem is that some people are just lured in by the work-for-hire kind of third-party thing where they work for the big companies that do deliveries for everywhere. But what they may not realize is that they're not making much money doing that compared to what our drivers make.
Okay.
I actually got a petition in my email saying, please, let's all petition DoorDash to pay their drivers more. Not paying the drivers enough. And that shocked me because when I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. It's hard to describe. You have money in your pocket every single day. There were times when I said, oh, no, I spent all the money that I have. Wait, I'm working two shifts. I will have money by my next day off. And that's that cash every night. It's the fact that my own skill determines how much money I make is just a wonderfully gratifying feeling. Mm-hmm. I know I can do it. I know it'll work. And it'll work for so many other people. We pay, unlike the big companies, we pay hourly. We give you money that for use of the car, for gas and wear and tear. You can even get free food working for us. As well as the employee discount, it's such a great job. I don't know why more people don't do it.
All right. Well, if you're looking for a side hustle, and we're coming into a busy time of year with the University of Illinois students coming into town inside the next few weeks, so now is the time to apply at jetspizza.com/careers, or just call up Jets and get that interview going. Face-to-face is always wonderful. And when it comes, Josh, to your team, it's really all over the place. I noticed a middle-aged woman who's probably just got this side hustle and has some time in the evenings. There was that Division I athlete that I ran into. Just all over the place when it comes to who's driving for Jets.
That's right. I've even been in the business and had a graduate student doing things in particle physics that I barely understand, but he was still happy to be a delivery driver and have that extra bit of money. And you can work just a few hours a week. You can work full-time, days, nights, weekends, whatever works. We are willing to work with anybody.
It's really fun interacting with the customers when you deliver a hot, fresh pizza from Jets.
It really is. I like people. And it's a good chance to deal with them. And you're only dealing with people for a few minutes. So, you know, you can have just a minute or two chat, make a good impression, smile, be happy, move on your way.
I love it.
And, you know, and personally, I love music, like listening to what Stevie J puts out. And one thing that I love about the job is that I get to drive around listening to my music. I kind of miss that when I'm working inside now, but, you know, I'm getting older. We need to let some of these young kids make some money.
Is there a time, like, that's good for people to do a pizza delivery job? I mean, to me, with that playlist playing, I think of the younger folks, but I guess it's just all over the place as far as who your driver should be.
It's absolutely anybody. Absolutely anybody. Well, as long as you're, you know, old enough to drive. We can't really have 10-year-olds taking deliveries.
Now, are you looking for any other positions or looking to steer some of your great people to be in management?
Well, you know, we need managers, too. Mm-hmm. We have opportunities for managers. And you have to understand that in our company, we like to promote internally. I started off just as a delivery driver that they hired. And here I am looking after two stores. You can move up. You can absolutely move up. It's not something where there's some iron wall saying that somebody you can't be somebody. On the contrary, I work with the owners, and other people can get the same chance. You know, you can really go somewhere if the restaurant industry is what you want to do. And if you just want a side job and some free food, some cheap pizza, you know what? We can do that too.
Excellent. I just love Jets. The Detroit-style pizza is one of a kind. And I tell you what, I just really appreciate the experience I had running around with you on that Friday night when it was so busy and getting that experience. JetsPizza.com for details on how to apply, right?
Absolutely. Go to jetspizza.com. We'll get you started.
And you
or swing
Stacey
by the store. You know, we're pretty flexible.
Exactly. You and Stacy do such a great job running things with Pat Snack and Don. I know yesterday I contacted Bethany at Strategic Farm Marketing, and they won the catered party from Jets, and that's a hot commodity. Hey, you have a good day, and thanks for joining us, Josh.
Thanks, Diane.
All
we'll
right.
See you later.
Jetspizza.com.
Illinois football will have the national spotlight on August 27th.
The Illini in the debut of Brett Bielema celebrate a win.
We need you at Memorial Stadium as the Fighting Illini take on Wyoming during week zero, the opening weekend of college football. Bring your friends and family and get a four-pack of tickets for only $59. Four packs are available now at FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1. Hail to the Orange!
Football star Brittany Griner's drug possession trial in Russia. She's pleaded guilty and today apologized in court.
But I had no intent to break any Russian law.
She was caught with hash oil in February. Her attorney's asking the judge for acquittal or at least lenience. Prosecutors want a 9.5-year prison sentence. Jurors deciding whether Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz should be put to death for killing 17 people in 2018. Visit Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School today.
The killer will not be there, having waived his right. In the courtroom, more messages from heartbroken families.
I was so happy to be her father.
Tony Montalto describes life since losing Gina.
Life without Gina is nearly unbearable.
These, the family impact statements being read to the jury, now in their third week of the sentencing trial.
Jeff Lennox with Fox TV affiliate WSVN. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has now arrived in Japan on her trip to Asia with a delegation of congressional Democrats. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Cleanup continues across central Illinois after heavy rains led to flash flooding. Flooding turned some roads into catering to small rivers. City fire officials say they need to help several vehicles that have become stuck in underpasses from the flooding. Underpasses tend to be the first places to flood, even after heavy rains have only begun to fall. No injuries to report. More interest rate hikes could be on the table as inflation soars. Chicago Fed president says he hopes another big rate hike will not have to be necessary. The Fed has been raising interest rates over the last few months in a bid to tame soaring inflation. Officials with the state's attorney's office says a 54-year-old man from Savoy, Michael Miller, has been arraigned on charges. He made terroristic threats to commit a mass shooting in Champaign. He's charged with sending emails July 24th that said he would commit a mass shooting at the intersection of Green and First Streets in Champaign. He also allegedly stated he had, quote, a handful of folks he wanted to murder. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Sonora, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Hope you made it through in relatively good order, most generally unscathed by the run of moderate and perhaps even severe weather. In a couple of spots noted yesterday, some healthy downpours and some totals over an inch across East Central Illinois. Much needed, and the flooding aspect that continues on over the southern reaches of the state does just that this morning, along with a scattering of shower and a couple of thunderstorms as well this morning, taking a break midday and coming back in this afternoon as this front settles on southward and stalls on out just to the south. It's back into play with additional rainfall and a spell of heat and humidity scheduled for the weekend. Up to 83 today as winds come around southwest to west and northerly. Shower thunderstorm back in spots this afternoon and evening time. Low down to about 67. Partly sunny, humid again for the day tomorrow, up to 86. And again, a thunderstorm or shower in spots both early and late. Partly cloudy, hot, humid on Saturday. An afternoon thunderstorm, the high around 90. Up to about 93 Sunday with additional showers and thunderstorms. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Right now we're at 73, and nice to have this kind of grayer conditions after the rain and some scattered showers still in the forecast. ESPN 93.5.
Introducing Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant located at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. What happens when your foundation is local, farm-to-table? It's like eating out of your own garden. Local food is fresher and tastes better, healthier. It creates community and better community health. And Homegrown has Chef Ryan Rogers, who worked at Alinea, one of the finest restaurants in America. Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant, brand new at the Atkins Golf Club. Just visit eatathomegrown.com.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASC-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at pdrauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Bulldog Disposal and Muhammad is excited to introduce a brand new service, the Doggy Bag.
It's a 6-cubic-yard dumpster bag that's perfect for all your household cleanouts, small remodels, or repairs. Have pieces of an old roof you need to get rid of? Use the doggy bag. Have a garage full of junk? Use the doggy bag. Bulldog will drop the bag off and let you keep it as long as you need to. Then, once you've got it filled, they'll come back and pick it up. Find out more online at bulldoggybag.com.
Diane Ducey here. Get the most money possible when you sell your home. Call Nate Evans of eXp Realty.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the Nate Evans Group.com.
I'm here in Amsterdam, Diane. I'm talking to Rosalita Fabrice. Rosalina Fabrice. She's here in Amsterdam. We're in an outlet. It's a Birkenstock outlet. Are you kidding me? Is this the only one in Amsterdam?
The only outlet store. And we have another store, which we also only sell Birkenstocks. And that's just like with new collections and everything.
All right. This is a kid with a lot of personality. Tell me about Rosalina Fabrice. Who are you?
Well, I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Like, outside of this, I have my own hair business, where I like sell wigs and do hair, and I make clothes. And apart from that, I'm very involved in music, whether it's like being in the studio or like I have a lot of friends that work like in the industry, so that has always intrigued me.
Are you a singer? I think Amsterdam's Got Talent. Here we go. Come on.
Sometimes on a good day.
All right. So that's fascinating that you're an entrepreneur and you want to be maybe your own person and own your own business someday. Yeah. Huh?
I think it's very important to like create like your own path in life and with everything that you do. And I feel like everything you touch just should like show and be like true to you.
Well, so okay. Are you from here?
No, I'm South African. I was born and raised in South Africa, but also raised here.
Well, how did you get here?
My mom got married to a Dutch man, so.
What are the odds?
It's crazy. Like, what if there was any place that I would pick, it wouldn't have been here because it's cold.
But you have a lot of personality. I think that you'd be very good on the radio. We're just, 6,000 miles apart from you coming to the radio station. But
I'll co-host.
You got the great personality. All right, so what do you see yourself doing in 5 years, kid?
Well, I find that question very hard because life changes so fast, but I would love to have a successful running business. I would love to have moved abroad for a couple of years or even months. And I just want to travel and live. That's really my goal right now.
Okay,
Rose. I'm so young.
Well, you are young. Rosalina Fabrice, is there a Facebook? Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Anywhere people can go find you?
No,
you don't want to do any of that? Okay. She'll be a big star if we started that, I guess.
I'll come find you guys.
Okay, well, then what you'll do is we'll listen. I'll give her the podcast, Diane, so she can hear us and do this. But Amsterdam's a pretty big city. Do you like the town?
I feel like it's very small. Once, like, you live here and you're, that's, what's the word?
Introvert?
No.
Extrovert?
No. But, like, once you actually live here and you see more of the city, it's pretty small.
Okay.
And I'm really, like, I like a big city. I like the fast.
What's a big city to you?
Paris, London.
Those are big cities.
Yeah.
Manhattan, we have New York.
Oh, I would love to come there. Book me for Fashion Week and I'll be there.
Well, that's good talking to you. Good to buy some Birkenstocks, in particular the prices we paid. Phenomenal. Like 20% off of those, $65 or something like that. Great prices here. If you're ever in Amsterdam, you want to find the Birkenstock outlet. What's the name of the street?
Raadhuisstraat 43 and near Dam Square. Two minutes away from Anne Frank House.
Nice to meet you, kid, and nice to talk to you. Thanks for being such a good host.
You are amazing. I am really sad that you're leaving. Thank you. It was an honor meeting you, and thank you for uplifting my spirit and making my day good.
Rosalina Fabrice, live from Amsterdam at the Birkenstock Outlet. I'm Stevie J. Diane, we'll talk in a bit.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
You know Pards in Urbana carries the best men's and women's quality clothes, great leather products, and the absolute best boots you can buy. Listen to what some people say about their most recent visit to Pards.
As soon as I walked in the door, the salesperson asked if they could help me find anything. She found what I was looking for. The store is very clean and attractive. I will return since the store is huge with a lot of products.
Pards, located in Urbana, waiting for your next visit. Great service, locally owned, on Maple, between Main and University in Urbana.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Thanks for taking us along. We're ESPN 93.5, and I've got your Redbird recap for you. Of course, the Cub card game rained out yesterday, so postponed for a doubleheader today. Let's hear more.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. We did not have any baseball last night. The Cardinals were hoping to have a window of opportunity to start the game with Miles Michaelis pitching for the Cardinals. So the Cardinals have a day-night doubleheader, and it's a 12:15 start for the first game, 6:45 for the regularly scheduled game.
Yeah, the window closed pretty quickly last night. We were hoping for baseball, and really the fans had showed up. They were ready to go, and both teams were ready to go as well, but the weather did not cooperate. And always great when the Cubs are in town, a day-night doubleheader today, or a split doubleheader, I should say, and you just hope that the Cardinals can hit the way they did in game one of the series.
They really brought the bats out, and they supported Adam Wainwright, and that's what Miles Michaelis is looking forward to. He got some support and a win against the Washington Nationals.
He was outstanding his last time out on Friday, and very much a typical Miles Michaelis performance, 7 innings. He's been able to go deep into games. The Cardinals have a retooled starting rotation and bullpen going forward.
A doubleheader today, the Cardinals and the Cubs at Busch Stadium.
ESPN 93.5, my friend Stevie J, the world traveler. How are you, Stevie?
Diane, great to be on with you. Is it 8:40 or something?
8:42, yes.
Because I don't know what happened, but we got here. We got to Amsterdam. Were we 7 hours ahead in Amsterdam?
We're 6 minutes.
Okay, so we're going from Amsterdam. We went to Norway. And now we're headed to Iceland. We're in the middle of the sea. I see white caps. It's pretty bumpy today. And so they've closed off the top decks where there's more access for fun things like jogging and stuff. It's windy and cloudy and kind of rainy. Temperatures in the 50s here. We hope for a 60-degree dry day in Gracie, what's the name of it? Where are we going? We're going to a place in Iceland tomorrow. We're all really working on our Georgi Bushanzavili pronunciation.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be in Iceland tomorrow. But it's very, very cool. It's summertime, but it's definitely not summertime. But for them it is. But they've had really, really kind of cold weather for even them here. But the sun set last night at about 10:30, and sunrise was up by about 3:34. And the days will continue to get longer as you head north. But if anybody wants to look at a map, you can just kind of see where Iceland is, but we're headed right toward it from Norway, so we're right about in the middle on the map, and it's just, we're in the middle of the, I guess, North Atlantic. Is that where I am? So now we fell back an hour last night. We fall back another hour tonight, and then as we swing around Iceland, we'll be only 4 hours ahead of Champaign with time, and then we go to Scotland. We start adding hours back. We'll go from 4 hours a difference ahead of you to 5 hours to 6 hours back to 7 when we fly home from Amsterdam. So I'll be on, you know, week from Monday back in the studio. I don't know where my head will be, but my body will be there, but I'm not sure how my time clock will be, but we'll certainly look forward to that. But now that I can talk down the ship, Diane, I think we can just plan some shows here. I didn't know this would work.
I agree.
This is unbelievable. So what's been going on with the weather? We got plenty of rain now, didn't we?
Yeah, it's been great. And Greg Sawyer has been telling us, of course, there's been a lot of flooding down south, and especially in Kentucky. We've been seeing all that on the news. Oh, and locally, we had a big surge, of course, always near Neal Street and St. Mary. There were pictures of that kind of, you know, heavy rain in that area. But I want to say maybe an inch and a half. And it was a really good soaking that we really needed. And there's still some scattered showers in the forecast today, high 81. It's been awesome for the farmers.
Yeah, well, and meanwhile, you had Cubs and Cardinals a doubleheader today. I mean, they start at 1:15 in the morning on the ship. So I never really get to check anything out. I'm always checking scores in the morning, Cubs and Cardinals. And then, of course, the Cardinals host the Yankees this weekend, one of the best teams in baseball, I think. Second best record now that the Dodgers have passed them by record as of this morning. But, yeah, Cardinals are in it, and I think the solution is to win the division. I found it interesting that after the Brewers got rid of Josh Hader, they lost in the ninth inning last night after their closer was shipped to the San Diego Padres. So we'll see if the Cardinals can overtake the Milwaukee Brewers and get in a three-game series as opposed to a one-day, one-game wild card, which is what happens if you don't win your division. But, no, we've enjoyed Norway greatly. Iceland is, again, a new experience. There was the news this morning. I don't know if you heard it. Larry Canfer sent it to me, but there was a volcano eruption in Iceland and causing a series of earthquakes, and it's near Reykjavik, which will be our third stop on Sunday. We'll be there Sunday in the States on Monday, but 10 hours from the airport is where the volcano is. And it's spewing lava and ash and who knows what kind of gases are in the air. But the Prime Minister of Iceland came out today and said, you know, things are fine. Well, they depend hugely on tourism. But I'm positive Holland America, the ship we're on, the Rotterdam, I'm sure that safety comes first. And I hope we don't have to miss that stop. But it certainly has me concerned. But just because of the tectonic plates and where they're positioned in the globe, Iceland is, you know, a place where volcanoes happen every 4 years. Can you imagine every 4 years if Champaign-Urbana had to deal with volcanic ash and lava? Unbelievable. Wow. So this is a very unique trip that we've been trying to take since, you know, 2019, but because of COVID, it kept getting canceled. And we don't have a lot of passengers, not like the old days before COVID, but people are starting to come back to travel. This ship is full. And they're taking all the safety precautions. The mask requirement is now simply recommended, not required, which gives a whole bunch of people relief. I still see some masks being worn on ship, but I'd say 10%, maybe 15%. Mm-hmm. Most folks are comfortable. They've been triple vaxxed. They've been tested. Everybody that got on the ship was negative. And, again, two shots and a booster was what was required. So we feel pretty good. The food is delicious. You know, ships are always pretty good for food. Holland America, I think, pretty darn good, way up there from our experiences. But it's just really, really nice, Diane, when you have people putting napkins on your lap.
Wow.
And it doesn't have too much in your life, but what it does is
you know,
kind of fun.
When I was
and
out and about,
delicious.
When I was out and about, I had somebody ask if you had ever interacted with Vin Scully since you've been in the business a while, not since 1950 when he started as the voice of the Dodgers for 67 seasons. He passed away at the age of 94 this week, and they're honoring, the LA Dodgers are honoring him with a Vin patch with a microphone on it, and they'll have a ceremony on Friday for Vin Scully. Did you ever interact with him?
Well, you know what, Brian Barnhart actually got to meet him. He posted a nice picture on Facebook as a broadcaster. Brian legitimately met Vin Scully. I can say, you know, Vin and I are pretty close, but I ran up to him at an airport. That was it for me.
Okay, one of those CBJ scenes.
I was one of those guys. Hey, you're the best. Hey. You know, so, and I think he and I conversed for, I don't know, 1.5 seconds when he said thank you very much.
Okay.
So that's it for me and Vin Scully. But from the standpoint of that was actually the exact interaction I had with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when I ran up to him. Anyway, so that was Vin Scully. Though, if you really want to hear a really good, you can go back and find out all kinds of Vin Scully. Why was he so good? He was a storyteller. The guy was able to tell a story and interweave the play-by-play. But he had such a rich, incredible experience. In 1988, when Kurt Gibson limped to the plate in Game 1 of the World Series between the A's and the Dodgers, and Curt Gibson hit that home run. That's all Vin Scully. That's 8 minutes of gold. If you want to hear amazing play-by-play.
Well, and we got a text in asking about Hank Aaron and that play that he called out with Hank Aaron. Wow, that's way back.
Yes, he did. Hank Aaron, 715th home run. Hank Aaron thrown by Al Downing. I was watching it live. And, yes, that was Vin Scully. Vin was just – he was just so good at getting you so engrossed in what you were listening to. If you want to see For the Love of the Game, it's a Kevin Costner movie. For the Love of the Game is really a good movie, kind of a, I don't know if I'd call it a chick flick, but it's really romantic. It's really good. And Vin Scully is the voice when Kevin Costner is trying to throw last game of his life, he's trying to throw a no-hitter. And so it's very good, and that's Vin Scully. So he's just, Jack Buck, I think, was one of the all-time great ones.
For sure.
But Vin Scully was just able to tell you stuff. You know, he had just a plethora of information all the time, and he wove the stories in between the play-by-play. Because sometimes ball one, ball two, ground ball out. I mean, that's all good. You tell the listener what they need to know. But to make it more interesting and rich from the standpoint of actual experiences that he'd had and players he'd known, he was tremendous. But, yeah, when he had his plaid jacket on running through an airport is when I ran up to him for my experience with Vin Scully. So I guess my answer is, heck, yeah, we're good friends. We were really good friends.
Well, it's the same for me in New Orleans when I lived down in Louisiana for Dan Aykroyd and Lenny Kravitz. I mean, at least you made the effort and there was some acknowledgement and not, whoa, 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 security bringing you away.
Hey, by the way, who do you like, Sting?
Yes, I do. Is he on the cruise with you?
What's his name?
Gordon Sumner.
Well, I tell you what, there's a guy that looked just like him.
Ooh.
I think he's way too young. He looks like he's 50. How old is Gordon Sumner?
71.
Yeah, I don't think that was him necessarily,
okay.
But he just looked like him. Is he a very big guy?
No, not really. Regular, like 5'9", I'd say.
This guy. Okay, this guy was kind of big, but yeah, I looked at him and said, that looks like Sting.
Well, thanks for thinking of me.
Anyway, no star sightings on the ship. I haven't seen anybody, it's been a tremendous trip so far. Travelers are doing great. In fact, that's what we're doing right now. We're in the what they call the Explorer's Lounge, or we call it the Crow's Nest. It's the very front of the ship with windows everywhere, and we're watching what the captain sees going forward. And right now I'm looking at white caps, and that means the motion is, they have stabilizers on the side of these big ships. If you think of the Unity Rockets football field, that looks like a college team, mm-hmm. and think of three of those, that's our ship.
Wow.
Three football fields long, some 3,000 total people counting the crew on board. We saw the captain having dinner last night in a very special lounge. And we're all going, who's driving the boat? Captain, who? Anyway, it's all good. It's too warm for icebergs and things like that. But we're certainly in an area where they could have those in another season. But it's a little choppy. When you see white caps, you know that they're, you know, the waves are, I don't know if they're 10 or 15 feet maybe.
And you said temperatures in
good.
The 50s as far as the temperature?
Yeah, 50s. 50, yeah, it's going to get to 38 tonight in the North Sea and the Atlantic, North Atlantic. And then we're expecting 60 with no rain tomorrow. And Akaria, A-K-A-U-R-I, Akaria in Iceland. That's our first stop. There's a gigantic waterfall we're planning to visit tomorrow. I believe tomorrow will just be 4 hours ahead, so I'll try and give you a call at 11 in the morning Iceland time, which will be 7 your time. And tomorrow is what, Friday?
Yeah.
You know how we tell the days of the week? You go in the elevator. We very rarely take elevators because that's one way to work off the tide, is that we go in the elevator, and on the floor of the elevator, the carpeting has the day. So, you know, today it says Thursday. Tomorrow it'll say Friday. So otherwise, folks just aren't quite sure what day they're on. And of course, on these big ships, they have spas, and the fitness center they have here, we think, is the best one we've ever seen. Yeah. It's big. It's got latest equipment. It's really, really good, and the kids are truly enjoying that part of it. But the food is great. They've got all kinds of about any drink. We've had a few mocktails, which is about my level. It's a fake cocktail. and, you know, like a pina colada without whatever alcohol's in there. I like the taste of that thing, but I'm not great on getting dizzy. I don't like that stuff. So anyway, it's truly unique that I can talk to you however many miles away, 4,000 miles on a cell phone on a cruise ship on deck 12. It's pretty remarkable, Diane.
So thanks for checking in. We are on the downside of the show here, and I'm kind of wrapping things up, and I'm so glad I heard from you. And, you know, I ran some tape on this conversation so we can bring it back tomorrow morning just in case there's technical difficulties.
All right.
All good.
Well, I'll plan to check in with you in the morning, but, again, thanks for all you're doing. And, golly, it's almost been a whole week, so, you know, one more week and I'm back, and we'll be in touch and trying. Now that I can talk to you on the ship, it's a whole different deal. That's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, enjoy the day. Enjoy the trip.
I'll knock on the captain's door and say, "Captain, join me on the air, Captain." Anyway, we'll call you tomorrow.
All right. Have fun.
Thanks, Diane. Thank you. See ya.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neal at Burwash in Savoy.
Stop into Game Day Spirit to shop the hottest selection of Fighting Illini gear in town. They carry classics from great brands like Nike, Champion, Carhartt, and more. And with the new styles arriving daily, they're sure to have something for every Illini fan. Shop with them in-store at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit KelseyFurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Additional greenhouse savings are going on now at Prairie Gardens. Take 40% off all perennials with fresh new shipments in bud and bloom for your summer garden. All 40% off. And save 40% off all ornamental grasses. Plus, all flowering shrubs are 25% off. Shop beautiful butterfly bushes, hydrangeas, and more. Entire stock, 25% off. Hurry in for these summer PG greenhouse savings and more right now at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned plant experts, extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen to this. Gail Frerichs Trucking is looking for regional drivers who can also help with the harvest. Help with the harvest, drive in the Midwest, and always be home on weekends. Gail Frerichs Trucking is hiring a regional driver who can help with the harvest and offers great pay and great benefits. Work for a local company who values your time and your family. Gail Frerichs Trucking wants to talk to you. Just email Dixie at gftlog.com. That's Dixie at gftlog.com.
Starting physical therapy at Mettler Center has never been easier. No doctor's referral is necessary since Illinois is a direct access state, and we are in network with all major insurance providers. At Mettler, we accept Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, HealthLink, Medicare, and most recently, Aetna and Cigna. If you are in pain or struggling with an injury, we invite you to schedule a complimentary 30-minute consultation today to see if therapy is right for you. Learn more at MettlerCenter.com.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it, too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Christine Lisi. A verdict expected at some point today in the drug possession trial of WNBA superstar Brittany Griner. At today's closing arguments in Russia, Russian prosecutors asked the court to sentence her to 9.5 years in prison on cannabis possession charges. Griner addressed the court, said she never meant to break any law in Russia by having vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage at the time of her arrest in February. And